Back again with real news we made up.
Let's go, baby.
Hey guys, thanks for
real news.
Guys, thanks for. I'm gonna introduce our guests if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
Awesome. Hey, Jeff Dye, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Great comic, great friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Better late than never. I can do that. A bunch of successful shows, dude. Your show Better Late Than Never is a pretty awesome cast.
Thank you very much.
Can you fill us in with
William Shatner, Henry Winkler, Terry Bradshaw, and George Foreman? Dude. And if you're under the age of 50, just some guys your parents like.
Yeah. Old guys.
They're so those are legends.
They're great guys. Those, yeah,
everybody knows them.
People always go, "Oh man, are you just starstruck all the time?" I was like, "I was at first."
Yeah.
And then that wears off.
And then
you don't
just
keep being starstruck for years.
For a year. Spending
24 hours a day for months with these guys. I'm not like still going, "Can you believe it's him?"
He's there, man.
For me, that's amazing because I'm a big Steelers fan.
Oh, yeah. Terry but also, Bradshaw. You didn't grow up watching him. I know you
did. I didn't.
So you knew him as a broadcaster, right, and you heard the stories. If you wanted me to be starstruck for months and months and months, it should have been Hulk Hogan, Ken Griffey Jr., like those guys. Like if Sean Kemp, like if that was the cast, I'd be like every day, I'd be like, my life's better than everyone's. I'm the best. I'm the greatest of all time. Yeah, but the fact that it's guys like that my parents would have liked,
right,
it wears off a little quicker.
Still cool, though.
After
man.
5
that's
minutes
so...
with Winkler, you're like, let's get beat it, Fonz.
Let's get out of here, Arthur.
Cue me in. What's the show about?
It's just a travel show. So season 1 went to Asia. Season 2 we went to Europe.
Oh, awesome. And you travel all together?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's really
sick. And we get treated like NBC.
Oh,
we
wow.
just get treated like royalty because I'm with those guys.
Yeah, dude.
And it's great because also since I'm the 5th cast member, like they're the main ones, I get whatever they get. So they can't put them up in 5-star rooms and then be like, oh, the 5th cast member has to stay at a remote. No, they can't.
Oh, really?
It's like legal. Like, like the, what is that called? The...
Wait, he's got to stay at
the union. Won't just let you go, oh, you can treat one person like crap because they're not. Yeah, it's like it's all equal.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Where in Asia did you go?
2 weeks in Osaka, 2 weeks in Tokyo, 2 weeks in Kyoto. Those are all Japan.
Uh-huh.
Then 2 weeks in Bangkok, 2 weeks in Chiang Mai, 2 weeks in... what's the other one?
Phuket.
So that's 3 weeks.
That's the first
or
season.
That's like 6 weeks there of Thailand. Then we went to South Korea for a week. Then we went to Hong Kong.
Okay.
China.
That's great.
Nice. Sort of China.
That's
half
awesome.
China.
Yeah. So. And you went before the chaos.
Yeah, well, there was some chaos when we were there. There was like bomb threats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the dictator guy, the North Korea guy, was like, hey, if I kill all those old guys, that'd be in the paper, wouldn't it? And you're like, yeah. Hey, what do you, don't do that. I'm with the old guys.
He's still starstruck.
I'm not famous yet. Let me get famous, then kill us.
Oh, wait, the bomb threat was against you guys.
Sort of. It was pretty known that we were there.
Got it.
And so they were like, oh, this will be a good
day. Set
him
into that field over there. And mosey around that hole.
Well, also, like, a reporter died the week we were there, too, because they were, like, doing, they had some rule a long time ago. They would do these things where they would yell at each other real loud on, like, big speakers. Not yell, but they would, like, just blast noise. And it was so annoying that they blasted noise back. And then they just had noise. So then they called, like, a treaty. Like, all right, no more noise.
No more noise.
It's really annoying. And then for some reason, whatever week we got there, maybe it had been years, maybe it had been months. I don't really know the history of it. They just, one of the sides just started to decide to do that again. And they're like, we have a treaty that says we won't do the noise thing. And so then they just killed a female reporter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's logical.
I'm telling you, man, it's a whole different world out there.
That's scary.
I know you complain about all the, you know, oh, gosh, can you believe they're out of my favorite Hot Pockets? But there's some stuff going on in the world. Not you, personally.
I mean, you literally made direct eye contact with me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, like people that I know. Girls in my life that are like, ugh.
If you're dating girls that are complaining about Hot Pockets, you might want to.
You know, they started doing those noise battles started in like the 1700s over there.
Yeah,
real fake
that,
news we made
that,
up, folks.
All that technology they had back then. Just a bunch of Korean guys going, in like megaphones.
How do we get louder? That's why speakers were invented.
I should introduce our second guest here as well. We got it. Maddie Schimber, everybody.
Equally as famous.
Yes.
One of my best friends. Love him. Funny. You guys have actually toured together.
We went to Fenway Park. Yeah. We saw Boston Red Sox game together. And then we did shows in Laugh Boston.
Yep.
It was the great weekend. And we hit golf balls, too.
We did. That's what I was going to say. Your form has just improved. I'm proud of you.
Damn.
I'm on Better Late Than Never, the local edition, where I go around with weathermen and just the local stars. Yeah,
whoever's around.
And we go to fields and shout at Asian people.
That sounds fun.
You that's know. Actually...
Yeah, yeah, I would do that.
I'm always starstruck.
Can I go back to my house at the end? Like, that's a good night. Yeah. I don't have to sleep in a hotel.
I know Maddie, for a long time, Matt and I, we met originally by going skydiving with Drew Lynch. That was how our first experience was jumping out of a plane together.
That's pretty good.
That
as he was falling, I yelled, "What's your name?" in the air. And he replied.
The whole time he just called me.
I thought his name was I'm Scared for a while.
Were you scared, though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty scared.
Terrified. Yeah. At first.
How high did you guys jump from?
I was more scared when it was 12, done.
It was the highest you can go without oxygen.
Like 9,000. It was like
12,000. 15,000.
15,000 is the highest you can go without oxygen.
It's like 45 feet.
No, it was fucking high up there. I think it was scary when they were just, when we were up in that small plane, and it wasn't even like, it was a small plane
the
where
plane
you couldn't stand up.
Plane was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I know, that's the scary part.
That was scary.
Also, like, it's interesting that you go from ultimate claustrophobia to the least amount of claustrophobia in the world. It's such a wide open space of like just its nothingness. But you spent, what, 25, 30 minutes get in like just
getting up there?
Just like in like a little.
With a dude on your back.
When they shut the plane off, though. Remember when they just go, you're just, and then they shut it up.
And then you're just coasting. Open a door.
Yeah, you're waiting for that like light to go red, green to red or whatever. You've skydived a few times,
the whole time they have a GoPro in your face. What do you want to say? You're like,
oh, that's
nothing.
I didn't appreciate that.
Nothing.
I didn't appreciate how fast it went to like almost like being a girl. Like, let's put this online. Like,
my tongue's
just
out of
went
my
out.
Mouth.
I'm enjoying. I'm still trying to grasp reality. And he's like, hey, wave to the camera. I was like, I don't care at all about that right now.
What do you have for
lunch? I do want the pictures, but like, not, we just jumped out. I went twice, and the first time I went, I wasn't scared at all. And then the second time I went, I was talking a big game because I'd already done it once. I was like, oh, you know, I was telling the ladies on the ground, dude, you should go. It's not really that scary. You'd be surprised. And then I got a pair. Maybe it's because I'm older now or something. I was so afraid.
Ugh.
I was super afraid. I thought I was going to puke. I thought I was going to black out.
I was on the last plane of the group, so I watched everybody, but it was also just building my anxiety to the point where people are like, it's done. And I'm like,
wait, weren't you on the plane where there was a guy that was training to be his own?
And he was like, at the last second, he goes, I'm pretty nervous. I don't feel right. And I was like, oh, this is.
And he didn't jump. So the guy that's training to be a, like a professional skydiver to, you know, like
go. Like solo. You're talking about a solo guy.
He was doing solo, but he was going to start taking people with him tandem. Mm-hmm. But he was training. He was getting his hours in. And the guy was just like, you know, I don't feel good about this.
He pulled the ripcord on the ground.
Like, I'm on this run.
Are you sure you want to?
As you're falling out, he's like, no, I'm good. You're like, ah, fuck.
I told you.
What's that movie where that happens? Fuck. You know what I'm talking about? Gosh, it would have been way funnier if I had came up with the name of the movie right away.
What's the movie?
They made like seven of them where like nothing kills you.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, like
Final Destination.
Yeah, it was like the first Final Destination. Got it. Where he's kind of like, I can't go on this plane.
That's a hacky
like,
death
shut
in
up.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it happens.
You guys ever bungee jumped?
Yeah, twice. No. Once where I shouldn't have done it. Did it in Mexico.
Ah.
We were like, hey, why is my fat friend using the same bungee as I'm using? Mm. And they're like, no problem, no problem. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's a problem. My buddy is like 200 pounds heavier than me, especially at that time. And we all hit the water. Like, our whole body's like dunked in. He's like, oh, I've never seen that before. I was like, man, we could die.
Did it hurt?
It's a garden hose.
No, surprisingly, because that's like the slowest amount of tension when it's at the end. But it was a little shocking, a little frightening.
I wouldn't be thrilled.
Yeah, that's scary.
Water went up my nose. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
weird. We should explain the podcast to our listeners.
New viewers.
Elton, please.
Yeah, so you guys are now listening and watching to Real News We Made Up. The principle of the podcast is basically in the middle of it, we're going to read two news stories each, one of which is entirely true, one of which is entirely made up, and our guests have to try and figure out which is real, which is fake. But before that, we play a little game called Your Honor, like a warm-up game, where we give you true crimes that have been committed.
Oh, no.
And you have to try and get your defendant off the hook. So one of us plays the judge, the other one has to defend. You can choose to be each other's defendant.
Has anyone just been like a sweetheart? Like, listen, I can't in good conscience.
He did it. He did it.
He's a bad guy.
Throw him under the bus.
He's a bad guy.
Put him in jail.
And I'm willing to risk my legal career that he goes behind bars.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a judge convict himself.
Brendan Dassey is innocent. Brendan Dassey
is
innocent.
He is innocent.
We did.
What if that was the thing?
Yeah, I mean, we've had judges sentence themselves at the end of it.
Yeah,
so it's
every
free game. It's whatever you want to have happen.
Whatever you want to do. You want to do the
silly.
You want to go first? You want to take the...
I'll give you a crime. Are you just looking at yourself?
Jeff has always been the better looking,
trying to look in the
better looking, taller, funnier, more successful version of me.
It's
I've
very
always
nice.
Yeah, Jeff,
say, but that's not true at all.
Nah.
All right, let's keep going.
Let's give him a news title.
All right. So I'm going to give you a crime, and then you can choose to be the actual defendant itself if you want, or you can just have an invisible.
Oh, we're both playing.
I mean, it doesn't have.
You're both going to get separate.
His turn.
It's his turn. You're next.
So okay. Am I the juror in this?
He's just going to pretend you're the defendant, or you're his client.
Oh, yeah, my client.
You're
off
that.
The hook no matter what. You could do anything.
I got to act out.
But whatever it is, you got to defend it in some way, shape, or form.
My defendant didn't steal those teeth.
What? Okay, here we go. We're going to give...
some teeth. Let him have it.
I already got some. I don't need no more.
I don't need no teeth.
Well, based on the teeth one, I got a perfect crime for you.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. Your defendant is claiming that people were eating his brains, and he led police on an insane golf course chase, and he's now facing 3 years.
Okay. What would you like me to say about my client? What was like an opening statement?
Say, Your Honor,
it's the closing.
You got to stick
you
up
gotta,
for him.
Why? Yeah, you got to get him off those 3 years and defend him as to why he was claiming that people were eating his brain and leading police on an insane golf course chase.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that he was going through a thing. You know, we've all gone through some things. We've all drank too much. Maybe we messed up a little bit on our prescription. Maybe we were young, had some fun with some friends, did some things maybe we shouldn't. We've all misrepresented ourselves.
I got
ourselves.
Those juicy brains, though.
Actually, it'd be best if you didn't speak during this, probably just because I don't want you to incriminate yourself. He's a fun guy.
Fair point.
He's a fun guy.
He is fun.
We've all had a fun thing.
Yeah, good point.
It's a golf course. No one's on it. It's late at night. My client's having a good time. He's out of his mind a little bit, having fun.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, well, he did pick up the 9-iron and start swinging it at the police.
Yeah. Well, he was afraid of them.
That's it?
Well, I don't know what you want me to say. He's having a good time.
I mean, you're still admitting that he swung the club at the police, which
is correct.
In a crime in itself.
That's according to that. Nobody's proved. I've never seen a video of this.
It's on a body cam.
Okay.
So... it's definitely there.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, if you want to, maybe now you should say something.
It's the driving range.
Yeah, there you go.
He's holding something that looked like a ball.
Okay, got it. So you're just practicing.
So I'm horrible. The bad guy?
He has horrible vision. And then he's also like in a certain place.
This one's fake.
Yeah, there you go. And so it's kind of one of those things, you don't know who's near. You don't know what's going on. Sometimes you got to poke around a little.
You got to
see who's going. He's kind of probably afraid for his life.
Got it.
It's a different state of mind. These guys are coming at him all quick, these mean racist cops.
Okay, and can you define who in which was trying to eat your brains?
Well, that's what he thought was happening.
Mm.
And so like when you think that, you're going to defend yourself. And these racist African-American cops were going after my white client. And that's, you
there
know,
you go.
We've heard the smarts in there. Yeah.
We're getting it.
He's juicy.
Juicy brains.
So what you're now saying is that the African-American police are going after you because you were too smart?
He was not. That's not what we're saying.
He's having a good time now.
And then he got to a place where he couldn't figure out what was happening, what was reality, what was not. He didn't hurt anyone. He didn't hit anyone.
Right.
We're acting like he did assault or something, or he trespassed. He's just running. He didn't know a golf course looks a lot like a really well-groomed woods without homeless people. You know, he's just going through it. He didn't know where he was going. He's afraid for his life. The guy had a freak out. He didn't hurt nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the honor, so
Based on the fact you're referring to a golf course as well-groomed woods, I think we're
going to
dismiss the case on that account.
Yeah, nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Money
you.
Well spent.
Thank you.
Well-groomed woods.
He leaves. Can't be double jeopardy. He's like, I beat the fuck out of those cops.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. There's so many variables that you can just make up.
Yeah, it's fun. With some of these
bullshit.
Are like really crazy.
Like in a real courtroom, they'll be like, no, that's not part of it, Jeff. And you're like, oh, good.
Yeah, it is.
I like how you went with the
Jeff,
reverse
you were in
the racism for your defense.
I don't know. I was trying to think, make these cops the bad guy.
Yeah.
Maddie, we're gonna give you a news title. You're gonna defend your client no matter what he did. You could pretend as
Esquire.
This is
Let's
your
go.
Client. Wait
till I tell you.
Man arrested with cocaine stuffed Lunchables.
Yeah. That's what can it? I say? They're good.
That's it.
You got yeah. Why did what? Order in the court. Your client.
My client, you know, he's a giver. Mm. He doesn't want to just focus on just his demographic of kids who would typically have Lunchables. He wants to open up this idea of food to a larger span of people who are willing to eat on the go. Lunchables for kids in a short period of time.
I don't even do cocaine.
That's what. See, he's such a giver. He doesn't even do the stuff. He does. Lunchable, quick. Adults, they got to do the Coke to be quick. He takes the Lunchable. He just combines two things. He's a Mark Cuban. This is actually a savant of food.
Two Lunchables, $150, $150.
It's called fast food. Get it?
Yeah.
Yank.
Yeah.
Chomp. He's out. Sniff. This is the goddamn Ray Kroc of
so you think Yank Chomp and
it's gonna be big.
Skedaddle. That's his thing. That's your the restaurant.
If
word.
You just legalized cocaine, Your Honor, I wouldn't even be here right now.
Why isn't Coke food a thing? Why is it?
It got in the hands of a kid, though.
Well, that's kids eat Lunchables, and I can see that being an issue.
He was actually selling it to kids, Your Honor.
Oh, you're selling it.
Can I just say something?
You're saying
big whoop.
Cocaine
big whoop.
Lunchables to children.
But I don't see that being an issue. The kid was lethargic on the playground. He goes, I got some cheese and crackers that'll get you back up in the game.
Oh, yeah. So he needs a little pick-me.
Hey, big whoop.
Oh, so they can take 5-hour energy, but they can't have turkey with a little booger sugar on it?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nobody wants to be lazy.
I frankly think you guys are attacking my client for being a savant in the fast food industry.
You're right.
And now targeting kids.
For real.
The kid was probably fat. He wanted him to run around a little more.
He had a little meat on him, for real.
This is tackling childhood obesity and being a little more fun with it.
Yeah.
I'll take one with the pizza that's cold. I don't know why we were eating cold pizza, but you know what? That kid was running so fast, I heated it up.
Yo, respect.
Yeah.
Good argument.
I mean, nobody wants to be lazy at recess. You know what?
Thank you.
Case dismissed.
Oh, man, this is the easiest judge we ever had. Yeah. We admitted to selling drugs to kids.
Yeah.
And he's like I'm a likable judge. Yeah. What are you like that guy from New Jersey?
I'll take two.
Just come in. He never convicts anyone. They're always on like Facebook. You know that guy?
Bailiff.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's like from
it's
New Jersey.
So
he's
annoying.
A sweet old guy, and he literally, no one gets in trouble.
He's like, so you backed into three cars.
Oh, that guy.
Like, I had a rough day.
I'm the nice judge. Where do you live, on Bleecker?
The New York guy?
I've seen you.
He goes, that dude's tell, awesome.
Lesson learned, and like, what? What happened?
So read us one of the news titles. You want me to go, or do you want to go Elton?
Oh, so now the roles are.
I'll go.
We're gonna try.
Okay. Yeah, you can give me a crime to defend.
All right, who you want to start?
Sure.
Yeah, we let them off pretty easy on that one.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, dude,
they admittedly sold cocaine-filled Lunchables to children.
All right, yeah. I'm just going to say one. Yeah. A man accused of attacking mom when she wouldn't dress his mannequin.
Sorry, say that again.
Read that one.
A man accused of attacking mom when she wouldn't dress his mannequin.
Okay.
This is a serious offense.
Your Honor, I just need to state right off the bat, my client has no arms. And the one thing he finds joy in life.
Objection. I just saw him move his arms under the table.
No, you didn't.
This is ridiculous.
I don't have arms.
That's such a Trump move. Okay. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I'll rephrase that, Your Honor. He has arms that he's embarrassed by, and he would rather pretend that he doesn't have arms.
Okay.
He doesn't go to the gym. He tries to work out. Protein doesn't help him. He's got no muscle mass on him at all.
Yeah.
So he would rather
So the weight of clothing is an issue.
The weight of clothing and the weight that it bears on his heart and soul.
Oh, wow.
That he can't get women anymore.
Physical and emotional.
Yeah, requires him. He actually sews his sleeves shut now. And the only joy he finds is having his mannequin wear clothes properly. Mm-hmm. And the only way for him to do that is, have you ever tried dressing a mannequin with your teeth, Your Honor?
No.
Yeah.
That's really
incredibly
That's
infuriating, tough. Difficult to do. And the one thing he asks his mother to do at the age of 37 is to come over and dress his mannequin.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. He just wanted his mannequin wearing a polo. That's it. He wanted something nice. He wanted it to dress up. It was a Friday evening. He wanted to feel special, and his mother refused to do it.
So you're saying because she didn't dress the mannequin for date night,
yeah,
we should ignore the fact that he tried to attack her.
He helicoptered her with his limp arms.
Yeah.
He spun really fast in a circle.
Yep.
Weed whacker attacked
her. Commonly called assault.
I was just dancing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, I'll call it like a Mortal Kombat finishing move, I think.
Well, that's definitely violence.
So the mother leaves, the clothings are on, then, you know.
What would you call a Mortal Kombat finishing move? Have you played the game?
I have, yeah.
What do they call that?
The finishing move.
What's the word they say after a finishing move in Mortal Kombat?
Fatality.
Yeah.
Huh.
Fatality.
Oh, so, well, so your mouth works, but your arms don't.
Or attempted murder.
You know, he attempted the finishing move. He wasn't a good player.
It was, okay. It was a break dance.
This more, mother dressed him her whole life, and now she has to dress his sex dolls.
It's not
sex dolls.
The whole
this is a travesty.
I like
on
to state
nation.
That it's not a sex doll. It's just a mannequin.
It's a makeup
mannequin
doll.
It's a mannequin that happened
it.
That has a hole drilled into it.
Do you know how hard it is to dress it with my teeth?
probably pretty hard, but that's not our problem.
I think this is absolute bullshit.
The mother only
you guys are psychopaths. And you're a psychopath lawyer.
I'm doing my job. I don't understand why I'm being accused of being a psychopath.
I'm worried about this man walking around with limp arms.
Limp arms, yep.
Assaulting, almost assaulting people, attempted assaulting people. Because of something that he thinks is real hard he has to do.
And his arms, frankly, I think work.
They don't. Your Honor, if you don't mind me saying, I believe the court earlier had a case in which a man attempted to assault police officers and was dismissed. And I don't see why two cases later.
This isn't Providence, Rhode Island. We don't remember those cases.
I think you let me off with the hook, Your Honor.
He was facing a year. That's abnormal. That's incredibly difficult.
I mean, I literally am dressing a mannequin. Is there anything else?
What do you expect him to do?
I'm going to give you probation for a year, and every week you have to go to a class, two classes, one to strengthen those spaghetti arms, and the other one is to how to properly dress your own mannequin.
It's going
to
take more than once a week, but all right.
We'll do it for a year.
Perfect.
And a fine of $55.
Oh, what? $55? Fuck.
Can I unganvil the thing?
We got the rude judges today.
All right. All right, Vinny, let's see what you got.
You have been accused.
What'd you do?
Stabbing a man in the back in a Gainesville bar because he made a remark about your hat. Go ahead and state your case.
Your Honor, I'd like to say that my client here is a good man.
Go Gators.
If you notice his hat he's wearing a Rams hat.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Sports, everybody loves sports, right?
It's a correct.
American football is a very loved sport here in America. And I feel as if, you know, the guy was attacking one of his very personal, he's a huge Rams fan.
Yeah, he made a remark about your client's hat.
Yeah. And the on record here, I have it on the papers, if you don't let me, I'm gonna read the remark.
Go ahead.
It says here, fuck your hat, you monkey. And that's rude. Okay.
Well, he's a white guy. I don't see why that would bother.
Yeah, I don't get why he called him a monkey either. He got a beard. I don't know. Either way, this is a human being.
Sure.
Don't call him a monkey.
Absolutely.
He's got a hat on. He's got his team. He loves his team. There's nothing wrong with that. And the Rams are a pretty solid team to like. He's got a good character judgment. He's got good judgment.
Right, Mr. Fastline, we have laws in this country. We have laws that we follow.
The knife wasn't that
sharp. I don't
know
where you're from.
The knife was not that sharp.
All the things you're saying are very, very difficult things to have to deal with. And if someone can't make a remark about his hat without him stabbing them,
well,
I think that maybe he shouldn't be in society.
It was a butter knife.
Okay.
And the
plastic. Stabbed him
plastic.
With a
it was
plastic
a, it was
butter
a plastic
knife.
Butter
it broke.
Knife. Yeah. It actually broke. It didn't even puncture. It just and then snapped in half.
Didn't leave a flesh wound.
Okay. I've heard enough. He's guilty. You don't get to stab people.
Thank you.
And if you keep talking, I'm gonna take away
take his hat too.
Yeah, I'll make fun of your hat.
What are you gonna stab him?
You do seem like a good guy. I do appreciate that you seem nice. I'm sorry you went
you
through all that.
You changed teams.
You don't
for
get to stab people, and maybe we'll get a little banana for your monkey. Court adjourned.
Thank you.
Fuck.
$700 an hour,
sir, baby.
Wow. $700 an hour, and I paid you for that.
Man,
that's all we got.
And all we got was he's a good guy.
I let you guys off for cocaine Lunchables.
I know, but that's not how this trade works.
Oh, man.
We run a tight ship on this side of the table.
Guess what?
What's on your shirt? I have a pin of that.
We're cleaning up the streets.
Yes, this is a 4-year strong shirt.
But what's that guy in the middle, the coyote guy?
Oh, I don't know.
I have a pin of that exact thing.
Oh, really? I have no idea. I just like the band.
Oh, it's a band, maybe.
Yeah, this is 4-year strong, but whatever this design is probably just like a common design. Wouldn't surprise me if it is. Yeah,
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay.
Go ahead,
look it up.
I think we play our game. Real news we made up.
Yeah,
let's go.
I read the news stories. Or you want to go?
Good, read first. Fire
all right, gentlemen. I'm gonna read you two news stories.
I thought it was called Real Jews We Made Up.
Well, that's
you might not be as good at this
ours.
One then.
Yeah,
it's a different show. I'm a little ill prepared.
Came to the wrong studio.
I did all my homework on famous Jews.
Yeah. I had a whole Yom Kippur bit.
Yom Kippur, which was yesterday.
I knew that. It's topical.
I know that because my agents aren't answering their emails.
Oh man.
Sincerely.
All right. I'm going to read these two news stories.
That's from my little Instagram.
Wait a second. What is that?
Oh, yeah, it's
pretty damn close.
It's the same thing.
Oh, cool. Kind of.
Yeah,
is that a dire wolf?
Yeah, you even said, I don't know nothing about this pin of the day. And yet you still don't.
But I like that it's a wolf, and then here we are years later.
I like how you posted that when you could have just Googled what it was.
No, I wanted people to comment. Let me know, because I do a pin. Look at all these different pins.
Wait, what? Is that your Instagram, or is that a different?
You're the pin guy?
You have a theme page?
I have all these pins. You have an Instagram with just pins?
Yeah, because I like
pins. You got to show the camera this.
Is that at Jeff Dye, or is that a different
Jeff Dye's pin of the day.
Oh.
Dang.
There you go.
Do you... How many followers do you have for the pins?
On the pins, not much.
Give me all funny.
Do you know it'd be so funny if you had like a billion followers and it's just pins? And I would
like pins, yeah, they're cute.
Jeff just writes pin puns.
You like pins, yeah, they're cute.
I like pins, yeah, they're cute. Not a statement I ever thought. People send me pins, like, you should get this one. They send them to me.
What other weird hobbies?
Dude, that's how you know you're successful, when you have a page for pins.
Yeah, man, no wife, no girlfriend, no kids. You got to get into like all sorts of video games.
Debbie's buttons.
Hitting golf balls.
What's the other? Do you have another? To me, that's a kind of a weird hobby. Is there something else?
I like baseball cards.
Debbie's buttons.
Okay.
Wrestling toys.
Okay. Right, I'm going to read these news stories.
All right, here we go.
Guys, focus.
Here we go. I'm going to read both of them. You could question me as much as you like after, but I'll read both of them first, and then you can drill me as
much. It's just the headline?
No, I'm going to read out the whole story.
Oh, wow.
They're both condensed. You know, they're both insane. Both sound like they could be true or be fake.
Okay.
First news title is Man Selling His...
Sorry.
All right, let's try it again.
Turned your head 45 degrees.
Yeah,
that works.
Literally caught you. And then right sorry. Into the mic.
They made a whole button for this.
I got a pin that says that.
Let's try it again. Man selling his soul on eBay for $1 million.
Cool.
Los Angeles man is selling his soul on eBay auction for $1 million to raise money for Christmas presents. He said selling at eBay is better than letting the devil have his soul. The seller told his buyers in the auction that he has no money for Christmas and all he has left to sell is his soul. He said he is willing to let go of that for $1 million. The soul will apparently be shipped in a glass jar along with a document showing the transfer of ownership. He said that he is not using his soul lately and selling it at eBay is a better option than letting the devil have it. The sellers from LA added, keep it for yourself or give it to someone you know who needs one. Who knows what it may be capable of. With the money he gets from the auction, he hopes to get a life and eventually buy his soul back. The starting bid is set at $1 million, but so far he has not received any offers.
Of course he hasn't. It's too expensive. Also, why doesn't the devil just bid on that soul?
Yeah.
Devil's like, all right. Yeah,
devil's like, I'm getting that bad boy
for
free.
You take PayPal?
Yeah. He Venmos with an emoji of...
Yeah, like a devil can... The devil can
the
get
wind
money.
In a person.
That devil's like, I already got his soul, dude. Like,
what an idiot.
All right.
He just wants attention.
Second news story. Lorena Bobbitt's limited knife collection has sparked controversy. Many recall the infamous case of John and Lorena Bobbitt. In 1993, a manicurist from Ecuador named Lorena Bobbitt became a household name. On the night of June 23rd, the 22-year-old wife took a kitchen knife and cut off the penis of her then-husband, 26-year-old John Wayne Bobbitt, while he was sleeping. She fled the scene, taking the amputated appendage with her and later throwing it into a field. Lorena has maintained that John repeatedly abused her during the marriage and raped her that night after coming home drunk.
She said that weeks later, by the way.
Lorena was charged with malicious wounding while John was charged with marital sex assault, but both were ultimately found not guilty. After years of keeping a low profile, Lorena has once again made recent news. To help offset her family's financial hardship, Lorena and significant other David Billinger have released a limited knife collection for purchase. While many people say this stunt would never work, 1,000 knife sets were sold at $499.95. Similar to the Kangshan Thomas Keller 7-piece knife block set, Williams Sonoma has branded a set specifically for Lorena Bobbitt. Mm-hmm. The sets are only available for a limited time purchase on QVC's website. The set includes a rubberneck knife block, stainless steel blades with 3 rivet handles, and LD engraved in the knives.
Right now, that's right. He didn't make up rubber grip.
He just Googled.
The news has sparked controversy. However, considering all sets have been sold, some people thought the stunt was worthy of a purchase.
Hey, OJ, good idea for you right there.
Hey,
OJ. If it's working for Lorena Bobbitt, why wouldn't you buy an OJ Simpson knife set?
No, maybe it's not a knife set. It's gloves. Yeah. Just baby gloves.
Just gloves that
are
one size
tiny
gloves. You put in small, they give you extra small. Yeah.
Yeah.
They always give you the wrong size.
No, people use knives.
Dude, he'd make a killing.
Cato Kaelin.
Actually, didn't he sell a book, though, where it said, if I did do it, this is what I would have done?
Oh no, it's called If I Did It.
Oh, If I Did It. Yeah, and it was just him, like, him doing it.
I just want to see the QVC demonstration of the Lorena Bobbitt knife set, like Cutco, how they used to like
cutting hot dogs, hot dogs
like just dildos, and
ooh, it's like butter,
dildos,
just cutting dildos.
What do you guys think?
Which one's real and which one's fake?
Yeah.
So one is for sure.
One
real.
For sure. One is for sure real. One is for sure fake.
Remind me of the first one again. Oh, the devil's soul thing. Mm-hmm. I think they both seem like they'd be really real. I just watched the Lorena Bobbitt thing, so I feel like I would
and
know.
I feel like I heard something along the lines of the first one.
But I feel like I would remember the Lorena Bobbitt thing. And I love not William ringing Sonoma a bell. Too. They just did a documentary about the Lorena Bobbitt thing on Amazon.
Oh.
Just came out like a few months ago. And oh, I feel really? Like that would have been mentioned. Huge. Yeah, that would have been a big part of it.
You don't have to be and in unison, by thing, the way.
What's that?
You don't have to be in unison, by the way.
Yeah,
you
can
go
we can disagree.
Okay. We're different. We're deliberating.
We're together.
Also,
we're friends.
Also, full disclosure, these stories could be from like now to like the 80s. We just, whatever, just so okay. You know. It could be literally yesterday. It could be all the way to the
80s. Well, you said eBay.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, right.
But that can still be what, 1990s?
That's the
80s.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the first one is real and the second one is not real. The Lorena Bobbitt one's not
I'm going to say... I'm going to say the opposite.
Okay. So you're saying eBay is fake. Lorena Bobbitt is real?
Yeah.
Press the buttons, please. You see, so you say fake, say it. News. Say what you think is real news. And which one's fake and fake news.
Okay. So I say that the Lorena Bobbitt, or sorry, the man selling his soul on eBay is real. And I believe that the yeah. Lorena Bobbitt selling knife sets on QVC is.
You are fake news. Okay.
Jeff Dye.
Okay, and then you're going the opposite. You think Lorena Bobbitt's real and the eBay is fake.
I can see it being a little silly.
Okay.
I just want to have the show to be dynamic. Lorena Bobbitt, real, eBay. No, wait, hold on. What did I say?
Yeah.
We'll just say that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
When do I push the button?
Yep, right now. Whenever eBay. You want.
Just like a fart noise.
You got okay. That was like a direct fake news.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we have videos. We don't have any videos for these, but the real news story is man selling eBay.
Ah, I knew it.
And the fake one is Lorena Bobbitt.
I do my homework. Right. I know about these things.
I did a lot of homework. When we write these out, I did a lot of homework. I looked up William Sonoma.
I knew it. I was like, he just found descriptions and then plugged in.
But I was like, those are pretty well descriptions of knives.
We write
that
a lot of
news
stories.
Threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, I really.
But all right. Ultimately, I feel like I would have heard the
Dude,
Lorena.
Dude, she
thing.
Should sell yeah. those, though.
No,
much
she
money
should.
She would make a ton of money.
People would be very upset.
I'm sure they would, but who cares? Why does she care?
That's like selling to Casey Anthony, like
they're
baby
pretty,
care
they're pretty sensitive about that stuff. You know, yeah, society. We live in a comics world. Where we're like, what's the big hubbub?
I mean,
that's true. That's
she's trash forever. So no matter what she
yeah,
does.
Yeah, she can't really degrade her name anymore.
Yeah,
so
she's already
not?
Trash. Exactly.
But then QVC you know what's fun is that she's making getting a lot of attention on that victim card.
Do you think
she became like a hero around that time. Like Whoopi Goldberg's doing bits about how like she's like their leader.
Right.
About how like finally a woman has fought back.
Woo!
It was wild.
Cut it.
Yeah, it was wild.
Cut it out.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that being flipped into being okay. Like,
no.
Well, because at first they were like, she's nuts. She's this crazy lady. And then the jury, or not the jury, but like the attorneys painted this whole picture about how much of a monster he is and how violent he is.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
And how he beat the hell out of her. And like he was raping her every single night. And there was all these like, I guess there it turned out the way they spend the documentary is you felt so bad for him. That she was a crazy lady, and then the second half is like, no, he was a piece of trash. He was like a monster.
Yeah. That's
like
Which, all these either documentaries, way, though. Both behaviors are you can't condone.
Unacceptable.
You don't get to
cut guys' wiener off.
Yeah,
and you don't get to beat up and rape women.
Yeah, it's like
they're both trash. It cancels each
was
other.
Was the beating up part after the penis
Years
came off?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah. If he just started doing it because he's so upset about the wiener,
the dick is off.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I guess he got his dick back. They found
right. Yeah, but you know what's interesting is. He got his wiener back. It works. It was functional. Then he did some sort of gimmick to get like an implant.
Did he try to do
that
porn?
That made it not
Ooh,
work.
I would have rocked. I would have. Like,
Wow.
Chuck the old.
I heard he was trying to do porn.
Something happened. Well, now it's not functional, but it has nothing to do with her. They were able to connect the nerves.
They were
and
able
everything.
To connect it all back.
Yeah,
this is a classic case of ED. He goes, nothing with the cutting. No.
I've already been down this road. Let's make it bigger. Yeah. They're like, oh, no.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Weird guy, huh?
We got to cut it
but
off
But they're
again.
Both garbage, just for the record. she's trash and he's trash. They're trash
like
people.
They have organ donors. Do they have, like, penis organ
I'm
donors?
I'm sure they do.
I don't know. Where with all these trans things going on, I wouldn't even guess what's
I would
going
just
on
get two
legs.
On either shoulder, like fucking some gargoyle. Yeah.
Just walking around, just flopping.
Just one in the middle.
Yeah.
Did she change her name after that? Or does she just proudly.
No, still the same.
It's still, even after the divorce? Well, they got divorced, right?
She's dating this guy, David Bellinger. I mean, I looked up the story.
But she kept the Bobbitt name even?
Yeah.
She shouldn't have.
She kept the name.
Right, she shouldn't have after.
Also, they have kids together, but I don't think they legally got married. That's why I wrote significant other David Bellinger.
That documentary was really unfair the way they spun
Lorena
that story.
Chop it.
Oh boy!
Not right.
Wow. Well, Jeff Dye, congratulations,
Lorena, stop it.
You told me that joke.
Jeff Dye's up. Jeff Dye's up 1 point, and we got Maddie's.
If
down
I lose,
one
I get right kicked in the balls or something.
No, we have prizes. No, we have prizes for
you. Get
the
rewarded,
end of
this. not punished. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read two news stories, same exact thing, and
see
what you got. All right, here's your headline.
Okay.
Nude goat yoga has hundreds lining up for it. In January of 2017, we covered a story of Lainey Morris of Albany, Oregon, developing a concept of goat yoga. Her goat yoga classes gained national attention and was so popular that there was a 1,200-person waiting list and growing by the day. The craze has now taken another spinoff with nude goat yoga. Yeah, you read that correctly. Morse has decided to open up the ongoing goat yoga class to a weekly class that allows customers to be nude as well. In quotations, it's more than yoga, it's spiritual, says Morse. It puts us in more of a primitive state like prehistoric times. The classes are held at Morse's scenic Oregon farm where the goats have open access to the guests during their practice.
Yeah, local.
I'm sorry.
I'm just reacting. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Local Albany residents enjoyed goat yoga so much that they have opted to sign up, with clothing being optional. Loyal customer Marley Guthrie offered her opinion. I have taken her goat yoga class before and always enjoy it. Now being naked during it has never felt like a more free and vulnerable space. After signing a release form and paying $30 for an hour session, customers can downward dog with free reigning goats in the naked flesh.
I hope that's fake, just so I know you wrote those little like quips.
Oh yeah, you made up the name Margaret.
You
wouldn't
believe
Guthrie. He came up with Guthrie.
There was one thing in the beginning. You go, you won't believe your eyes. I hope you said.
Also, aren't they afraid one of these goats might get all turned on and have sex with them?
Have you guys heard of like goat yoga? Goat.
Huh? I've heard of it.
Goat yoga.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
See,
every girl on Bumble
has
a picture.
I just found out about goat yoga.
It's fine. It's like a go once thing. Take the photos.
You've done it?
No, but like it's one of those things. Like nobody's doing that. It's not their daily practice. You know, like that's just them going.
It's like a gimmick. Yeah, it's like a party.
It's them going like, look, I went to a thing and
goat yoga.
It's like cryo. Nobody's freezing themselves every day. But you go once.
No, a lot of people would do that for cryo.
Not a lot of people. Ask anyone in your hometown.
I've done it like four times.
Yeah, but this is like an like LA.
What is cryo? Like, I understand what a cryo.
I think Joe Rogan does it every day.
Yeah, well, that guy's a mutant. He's all strong. He's like fighting lions and stuff. Yeah, of course, he does it.
You never done cryo beds?
No, I've seen him at an LA Fitness before.
They're
but
pretty
I don't.
Fun.
I did it cryo. Once, but only because we were filming it and it was like a whole thing.
You didn't like it?
It's fine. I don't know what it did for me.
What do they do? It just makes you really. It can't actually freeze you.
It's like an ice bath, but it only gets through your skin like an inch.
It's not water, though.
It's nitrogen.
The only cryo I've done is at a gas station where you have to go in the cooler to get the beer.
Attaboy, that counts.
That's cryo.
That. I do that nightly.
That's Florida cryo. Go back to the dirty bag. Fuck around. You get old.
I heard you stay in there too long, you die. That's not accurate at all.
That is actually accurate. Fun fact, if you stay in those freezers too long, you do die.
Yeah, well, too long, like for a lot, like days.
Yeah, like more than 12
hours. But
the
cryo thing, like you stayed in a freezer.
I've lived in a freezer before for our charity live stream.
Oh my
and
God.
We
for 3 days.
Yeah, and we found out.
No, like,
you're rude.
I was but also, there. Like, they were telling me when I was in the crowd, like, that's the first question I asked. How long would I? And they're like, 45 minutes, you'd die in here.
Really?
I think maybe even shorter. Yeah.
Do they lock it?
That's like you can actually see out of like a little window. They were like interviewing me while I was doing it. I was like,
got it. But like I'm
you're
saying, could it
wait? How long you
potentially
there?
Lock it and forget? Oh, that's it.
A few minutes.
Oh, wow. 2.5-3 minutes, maybe.
Oh wow. Okay. Cool.
But if you stay in there for like 25 or something.
Oh,
what's it like?
Try to
negative.
Get cute.
Yeah, Walt Disney.
I don't know. Negative. I get something. You all the details. Detox Fitness. Shout out to Detox Fitness. Caroline has this great place, and she's trying to get people to do cryo all the time. It seems
put
crazy.
On oven mitts. You go in there.
Oh, that's nice little free sponsorship.
Yeah, she's a good lady.
Hopefully, I get a free
good place.
Free detox.
And her husband, Detox the Rebel. That's the name of his Instagram at Detox the Rebel. Follow
Jesus
them.
Christ. Oh wow, very nice.
But anyways, they have cryo and they know all about it, and they'll answer all your stupid questions like the way I asked them. You know, like, hey, how long till I die in here? And they're like,
you're like 12 minutes.
They're like, you're like 40.
You can only do it for 3 minutes.
I feel like that's a fair question.
I feel like that's not stupid. But I'm. they're very standard questions. Like, oh, you're a comedian? Do they pay you? And you're like, God damn it.
Let's get them on the phone.
You know.
Got it.
They're not dumb to us. They're dumb to them.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, ready? Yeah, second read. Headline.
Second
I
headline.
Forgot the story.
Oh, that's good. That was part of the distraction. All right, here's your headline.
Goats.
Woman climbed into Bronx Zoo exhibit to taunt a lion. Zoo officials are now pursuing a criminal trespass charge against the unidentified woman. One woman on a Saturday at New York City's Bronx Zoo when she climbed over the safety rail at the African lion exhibit. The unidentified woman was filmed standing in the exhibit near a lion with only a moat with a 14-foot drop separating them, according to CBS New York. The woman appears to dance for the lion, who doesn't appear to be impressed, based on an Instagram video of the incident. Hernan Reynosa, who filmed the video above, told WNBC that at first he thought the woman and her dancing were all part of the exhibit, and that quickly changed. And he, in quotations, but when I see she just was there dancing, saying hi to the lion, and everything in that was just crazy. Reynoso also said that when he saw the lion start to get agitated and roar at the woman, he decided to grab his family and leave the scene. Bronx Zoo officials told NBC TV that there were no injuries from the encounter, but that that it has a zero-tolerance policy for antics of this sort.
Of course.
This action was a serious violation and unlawful trespass that could have resulted in serious injury or death. Barriers and rules are in place to keep both visitors and staff and animals safe. The woman has not yet been identified, but the zoo is currently filing a criminal trespass report against her, says the news station.
I feel like I've seen that.
I think that's the fake. Oh, wait, so...
That sounds so real.
Oh, wait.
The goat, naked goat.
Naked goat yoga is fake.
Fake news. Wow, adamant.
And the zoo one is real, but it also sounds like bullshit, just so you know. They both sound like that last one's both sounded real.
Well, they're not going to be both.
These sound both fake, but I'm going to say that the naked goat yoga, although in Oregon.
Listen, you're fake news. You're fake news. I'm going to do yeah.
You're agreeing?
Yeah.
You're in agreement. So if you guys both got it right, then we have a champion.
That's right.
Oh, there's like a.
So you should flip flop, anyways.
Yeah, I'll flip flop. Fuck
just
it.
Just to tie it up.
I'm going to say. Wait, so that's I'm saying
the goat now you're yoga's. Saying goat yoga is real, and then you're saying the woman climbing to the zoo exhibit is fake.
I already fucked up once, so but if
it's a tie, we go to a tiebreaker.
His level of indifference is admirable. Just gonna there's a thing. All yeah. right,
all right. I'll do
do whatever you
lions
want.
Fake,
and the goat is real.
Yeah, people are fucking weird up there.
It is Oregon.
It is Oregon.
Yeah.
They got some herpes from a goat. Well, they gave goat herpes.
No, it's spiritual. It's natural to not have clothes. You know what? You live in a house. That's not very natural.
They put clothes on the goats and the people are naked. Helps protect the people.
People like to choose what's natural and what's
they
not.
They put flannels on them and beanies.
Dude, you imagine fake eyelashes on. What do you mean natural?
People just going by a farm seeing clothed goats with.
Why is there a watch on that
walk?
Goat? There's a watch on it and one of Jeff's pins.
Yeah, chickens have pants on and they're so worried about what's natural.
It's like one of those like costumes for dogs where they like look like people walking around.
Like Chucky.
So if I lose though, he wins regardless.
Yeah, I mean no matter what.
So you might as well say that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's my optimism.
The true news story is the woman climbing into the zoo exhibit.
Yes.
The naked goat yoga.
I knew that.
The naked goat yoga was.
I knew that.
Can we look up the dance? Can we put it on the screen?
I actually have it, yeah.
Yes.
I
can. Oh, my God. I'm so happy for this.
Dude, I did a lot of work on this nude goat yoga.
I feel like I just saw that.
By the way, the ones I teamed it up, I teamed up this nude goat yoga.
He wrote the nude goat yoga.
But I wrote it with, I had it paired up with a crazy other story.
There is nude yoga, and there is goat yoga, but I... Just
There's
find
no
it hard
way.
To believe that
they would
do a
never
crossover.
Do. If you got bit in the dick by a goat,
what
they
also?
Go,
what's the point?
Lorena Bobbitt, call back. God. All right.
But like that's the thing is like, what's the point of having nude goat yoga?
Because
usually where
weird.
You do goat yoga, it's like naked a little on a shitty farm. And strawy and gross.
I was trying to Google like nude things, but there's so many.
Really?
Anything you could think of, it's
the internet's
like
got nude everything.
Dude, yeah. Fucking nude podcasts. At this point, they have everything.
Brant Tobler once did a naked stand-up comedy show.
Did
he had to be 100% naked.
No.
And I was like, Brant,
that's weird.
That frightens me more than anything you could.
How do the people, do they have to sign a waiver before they come in?
I don't think the people were naked. I should
would
ask
have
Brant.
Such a micro.
No, but I'm saying, do the people I'm have to so sign nervous. A waiver just to go
that's
see him naked? Or like, they know, they're just
I think it's at a place, you know, where that's okay.
Weird.
Some sort of nudist colony or something.
They do have a show now where you do comedy in your underwear.
Yeah, see, I don't need to
I
do that.
I wouldn't do this.
Well, I don't know why.
What's the point, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, how does that add any value? What did Kate Quigley start it? Oh, who's with me? Hey, just kidding. Love you, Kate. That's a joke. It's an easy joke. And I'm sorry, and I love you. And she usually sits right here when she does her podcast.
She almost, I texted her to see if she wanted to do it, too.
Oh, really? And what'd she say? She said, who else is there?
No. Oh, fuck.
Good,
so I guess this video
an
is,
underwear it, stand-up is a weird idea.
Yeah, so I don't understand.
Very unnecessary.
Dude, the details that we write in these stories are fucking crazy, man.
I don't understand the value that adds at all. I know there was one roast battle that was done nude.
We will say.
Yeah, and I didn't think that they should do that, those guys.
Connor,
I thought it was like the higher ups having a really gross amount of
or the box seats.
What's the term? Like, no, you should, and this because they want to impress them. They're like, oh, okay, I'll do
right,
it.
Right, right.
That's what I felt like it was like. At least, look at this idiot.
Oh my god, dude!
What is she doing?
Yeah, I just saw this.
I'd love to know what she's thinking.
What is going on right now?
How drunk is that woman?
I hope she's.
Yeah, I don't understand.
She's got to be high.
She doesn't even have a phone. Like, she's not like filming it.
She had a Coke Lunchable.
She's taunting him.
That's it, yeah.
Wow.
That's
all. Did she? She didn't get mauled.
This isn't Tyga. That's lying.
That's like so absurd to me.
This isn't Tyga.
I don't understand. I feel really angry about this stupid woman. That's what someone wrote the first
Roseanne. Guy. Roseanne Mary James. Let's get more
I don't
names.
Feel bad for her at all. If she were to be attacked, it's like you're asking for it.
Next comment. Is she retarded?
It's what is that?
If she would have gotten killed, that would be what she gets. I wouldn't even feel sorry for her dumb ass.
There's like pictures of lions attacking things on the damn information board. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, prove it. I don't believe it.
By the way, sorry, guys. Why is there no, like, where's the gate at? Like, there's just a sign here?
No, it's like a little enclosure.
No, it's the gate's probably right where that sign is, and then she just hopped
over. She for sure, like, but it's like, call me crazy.
It looks like
it's easy for her to hop over. Can't the thing hop over?
Yeah, there's a 14-foot wide and 14-foot deep moat right there, but you just can't tell it.
Oh, then good. Then I'd do what she did. She's taunting him.
She's not that far.
So he'd have to jump. He'd have to jump over the moat.
It could
jump.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think it could.
I wouldn't surprise me that lion could jump.
So she's kind of a bitch.
But if the lion can jump a 14-foot gap, they probably would have a taller fence. So I'm guessing he can't.
La estupidez humana.
Or maybe so she probably saw that. She's like, oh, he can't get over here. Watch, I'm gonna go make an Instagram video.
Damn, yeah, she's insane, dude.
I feel like there's some illogic happening there, either between the design of the zoo or...
Let's Google Bronx Zoo lion enclosure, see what we get.
We're going to play...
Naked.
See if we can.
Everything's naked on the internet.
Aaron, how much time we have left? We're at 45. Okay, cool. So we got 15. So we're going to do two things. First of all, the winner gets his prize.
Okay.
We'll reveal it at the end.
We'll do that at the very end. We're going to play...
Well, I thought I already won.
You did. We'll give it to you at the end.
Oh, okay, perfect.
But at the... But we're going to play one more game. We're going to do, you have to create your own news story from wherever you land on this globe. So wherever you land,
Jesus,
you have to create
Christ.
A news story.
Okay.
It's called
it's a little fun game.
Really
anybody want to take the bullet?
We haven't
I live
yet.
In the ocean.
You won. So it's.
I live in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So.
I'm a
turtle. Wherever you land.
70% chance of landing there.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I landed on Mongolia.
Okay, right. So.
What's the breaking news story out of Mongolia?
Story in Mongolia.
Oh, I got a good one for that.
You won't believe this.
All right.
Wow.
It's
I'm excited to hear it, really.
Over 13 locations of Chipotle in Mongolia have gotten a food problem.
Like E. coli?
That's so smart I am. That I said a food problem.
Yeah.
Now, the tofu that they're using in the thing has made a bunch of people sick, and tons of people have gotten really sick.
Oh, wow.
Already 25 people have died.
I think I heard about this.
Yeah, yeah. We know Mongolians love the tofu. So
yeah, well, they're trying to stay away from the meats, and then guess what? It's more dangerous.
God.
Whole country is
Chipotle.
Vegan.
Yeah.
What's Chipotle doing about it?
Well, they've been pretty quiet about it, and they said, don't worry about it. It's not in America.
Their lawyer goes, there's a big health problem.
Mongolia is used to this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Classic Mongolian. It's not a huge deal. Wow. They were just happy to have Chipotle, to be honest.
So they just brushed it under the water.
Yeah, it was
awful.
Like, ah, which is why I won't go to Chipotle anymore. Because of this Mongolian incident.
Even in the U.S., you won't
go. Yeah, I think it's really unsavory what they're doing.
A lot of shouting battles in the fields.
Yeah, fields.
Didn't they do the people you're talking about?
A long time ago.
No, like your thing earlier about China. And
Oh, the shouting. He's got so many callbacks.
Dude, he's got callbacks left and right.
I thought he's just making
he took
up
notes.
Field shouting in Mongolia.
A lot of health problems.
It's awful, yeah. And I know that story seems pretty boring, but...
No, we liked it.
The truth is, you know, you got to be safe. If you're going to leave the country, go to their foods. Don't go to the Chipotle's and the McDonald's.
That's a good story.
Stay away from it.
What you got?
Do you do that in Thailand?
I got Rhode Island.
Maddie.
Cute little globes you got.
Norway.
Thanks. Appreciate Norway. That. What happened in Norway, Maddie?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's always bad news with you.
No. Well, hey. Welcome to 2019.
Coming from
Jeff,
the guy who just said 25 people got killed at Chipotle.
In Mongolia.
We're not there. Here. In Mongolia, that's good news, apparently.
Norway, they're.
Done.
In Norway, it's actually a big thing now where your hair has to be so blonde, and if it starts to get too shade, like too dark, before you turn 18, you actually have to bleach it to be like a lighter color, just because they want to differentiate kids.
Oh yeah, I heard about
so
this.
Like kids have lighter hair, and then adults, you know, after
they're
that
policing
they don't care.
This now.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. So. They just want them to be visible more, because if kids have darker hair, they kind of blend into shadows more. So then, you know, if it's like, you know, your color, they're like, all right, until he's 18. And then once you're 18, you can just be, you know, do whatever that bullshit.
What if you want to shave your head?
No.
They won't allow it.
Well, there's like a height requirement, kind of like a Catholic school, but with hair.
Can you have brown beard like this monkey?
I think it's just, I got to research it on.
I'm going to clip just that part and put it on Instagram.
This monkey.
It's a callback.
I think they're not so worried about facial hair because they're so young, but it's just more of a, you know, because kids are.
Safety. It's a safety issue. Kids, I heard they're also dyeing their eyes blue. They're making them
blue. No, that's fake. That's not real.
Oh, that's fake news. That's fake news. So I'm glad it's
like a reflector vest, but for their head.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. Just so that way they're
it's
safe.
It's more of a
traffic.
Natural. It's not so outlandish.
I think that's horrible.
Wow.
I think it's a
they
horrible
look good.
Thing.
What, they look good.
I think it's a horrible thing you're trying to do here.
Do you know what the crime is? Like, what's happening? Like, are they being arrested?
Just,
if
you
they
know,
have brown hair?
Mischievous disobedience.
Got it. Okay.
I don't think that even makes sense.
I think that, yeah.
That makes sense.
And they want to see, it's not just to protect them, but it's just to see this rapscallions running around. And
exactly.
Dude,
I read it, though.
What's that called? Yeah.
Disorder?
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct, yeah.
Mischievous.
There's Norwegian.
Whatever,
am I going?
Disorderly conduct.
We're going to let Elton do one.
All That's right. very true, though.
What'd you get?
You're in the water.
You're a wave.
Try it again?
Sure.
What'd you get?
We're just going to say I'm here.
A lot of water in the world.
Madagascar.
Ooh. Oh,
what
no.
happened to Madagascar?
I love those movies.
Yeah, so
that's real.
Surprisingly enough, the movies had such an impact on the global scale that scientists are now actually experimenting in Madagascar to create the first ever talking animals.
Whoa.
Is this real?
I heard about this.
They truly believe that people love the movie, and they think the movie is so real that people are now traveling to Madagascar hoping to see a talking zebra.
And leaving disappointed, huh?
What are they starting with?
They're leaving disappointed, but they're making progress. So they started with zebras.
Parrots?
Parrots. I mean, you know.
Gotta do already.
Well, I think that's what they're doing is they're crossing DNA. They're trying to mate zebras with parrots, so that way at least zebras can just emulate.
I don't like that you're teasing me with something I want to happen. So.
Yeah. It sounds like a cereal.
It wouldn't be
so happy.
This is probably, honestly, maybe happening.
If they said, Jeff, you're going to have to.
Chatty
giraffes. All your friends and family are going to have an illness and it's going to be really bad, but in exchange, all the animals talk. Would you take it? It's like, yeah, kill them. Right, let's do it.
No.
I want animals
if all
to talk.
Animals could talk, it's got to be selective.
Are they friendly?
They
though?
Start complaining about their rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, if animals can talk.
So this, I was going to do another callback, but I'm like, we're done here.
Maddie, keep them coming, buddy.
That'd be cool, though.
Uncle Maddie.
Talking animals in Madagascar. I'm going.
Should I do it?
That'd be the biggest
Vinny,
attraction
wrap
in the world.
Wrap us up, man. You guys are better at this. I said that Chipotle is
yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, I landed in Japan. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this in Japan. They've actually, scientists have actually made animals talk. It's insane.
Japan
accomplished. Animals are actually speaking in Japan currently. As of yesterday, scientists have done their research. They have manipulated the DNA of different birds.
I think
tigers,
you're thinking about Pokemon.
And now animals are just walking around talking.
They're
actually working on. They're trying to figure out. There's got to be some like democracy now.
Have they quoted any of them yet?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Just words, beach ball, hat, towel, and they're like, "That's
hairspray,
not a word."
Hairspray town.
Yeah, there's actually a
what bird. Did that pigeon
they can,
say?
They can do the words, but they don't have the understanding to make it into arguments or
so
anything.
So they're not at sentences.
Yeah, they're
yet.
Just shouting things. They headphones!
They're not,
yeah.
they're not very aggressive. All the animals are very pleasant.
Really?
So the animals have the ability to speak, and they've also already learned the language?
Yeah, they learn the language, and they're very
nice. Are they
speaking
Japanese?
Yes.
Are they totally Japanese?
Can you give an example of like what they say?
Yeah, what does a Japanese owl say?
What is that?
So instead of whoo,
it's hardly a word.
Yeah.
It's more of a...
That sounds like progress.
Sounds like indigestion.
It is progress.
Baby steps. Looks, you know? You can't just expect them to start.
You don't expect a baby to just start
Hamlet.
Coming out of conversation.
It's not how it works.
Yeah, these birds are just word by word.
Outlet.
Japan.
It's pretty impressive.
Japan is fake, man. Fake news in Japan.
Fake news. Japan isn't real.
They don't got real animals talking.
So that's what's going on in the world, guys.
Wow, that was a crazy original news story.
All right, I'll do it again.
Yeah, let's get
I feel like
one.
You should have to.
All speed right. round, quick.
Oh, no.
He's like, New Jersey.
Landed on water. Speed round, New Jersey. Oh, I landed in the Gulf of Mexico. I landed in Mexico.
Nice.
They got talking animals.
Good news.
Not
down
sure
there.
I was going to do that. God damn it.
No, I'm sorry.
Took my call back.
What if we land on a boat?
And they land.
There's a giant boat out there.
There's a naked boat.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but in Mexico, all the people are now making animal noises, and they can't speak, but they all sound like animals.
So it's reversed.
So it's actually reversed. So
Where do you guys get your news?
No, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a guy in Mexico City. He is collecting body parts, and he's stuffing his sofa with them.
Nice.
And he's actually trying to start a sofa store.
Okay.
Talk about an armoire.
It's called Hands-On Sofa Armoire. And his business is flourishing. He's collecting these body parts, but he's not killing anybody. He's saying, is there anybody willing to give me their body parts? And there's people offering up, and he's selling the sofas
awesome.
And he's donating all the money
to
charity.
That's really awesome.
So people have houses with sofas in them, and they're stuffed with body parts, and when they purchase them now, they're going to donations.
Wow.
They're purchasing it just to donate the hands and feet?
No, the people are donating hands and feet. And,
oh, I see.
There's people that are buying the couches, yeah. And that money is being donated to...
Wouldn't you be afraid they'd be haunted or something in the hands and feet?
Get all touchy-feely.
Yeah.
copping a feel, you know?
Hey, maybe some people...
Some people...
Wish we had a pun.
If you're lonely, you never feel lonely
play
again.
A grab
Maybe
ass,
if you I'm have like, a footstool.
Yeah.
Oh
shit!
It's not Thanks
even,
for
it doesn't
listening,
even count
guys.
As a pun.
It's
just furniture with the word foot in it.
That's I mean, no, fun. It's a pun if it's got a foot. Yeah, no, that's a pun.
Never feel alone when you're on that couch.
That's true.
You always feel like you're cuddling.
10,000 hands. It's like that Macklemore song.
Yeah. I think that's where you got the inspiration from the news story.
From that song.
He read it.
This happened in Mexico?
Yeah.
Which area?
Mexico City.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the big part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only city I could think of at the time.
The only thing worse than real news is fake news. I thought I hated our news until we got to make it up.
Dude, you know what's funny? We should actually, every time we do this Globe thing, we should also Google, like, Mexico City news
story. Let's look it up.
And then we'll find, like, we have to find a crazy news story
there you go.
At the time
here's,
in here, Mexico City.
Here's a fun idea for your segment.
Let's do it.
So, animals talking research.
You're probably going to have, like, the dogs that are like, I love you.
I bet
you those huskies that do that.
Well, crows can talk. Oh, yeah, talking animals. Crows we aren't the only species capable of speech. In 2018, they've researched orca whales. There's an ape that knows sign language that's not Coco the gorilla. His name's Rocky the ape. Koshik the elephant.
Right. The sign language.
Yeah, but that monkey was phenomenal. You remember that monkey, Coco the gorilla?
Heck yeah.
Do you remember?
Actually,
she asked for cats for her birthday. They gave her three kittens, which, horrible idea by the zoo.
What are you thinking?
You know, it's a giant primate. Let's give it
he
three tiny
off.
Kittens and it won't crush it. But she didn't crush it.
No?
Guess how the first cat died?
How?
It somehow got out of the enclosure and got hit by a car.
Oh.
How many times is this zoo
Good
gonna
zoo.
Drop the ball? Yeah.
Good zoo.
So then when they explained to Coco that it got hit by a car and died, Coco went through like a depression for like days.
Why would they tell the truth? Lie
because
to them.
She kept signing like where's ball? Well, also they let the monkey name the cats and so that she named one of the cats ball because she doesn't have
man.
A great vocabulary.
That kind of
reaffirms
name than
our idea of
cats, so.
Ball.
Ball is better well, than yeah.
So
yeah.
Ball then they said she was like all sad. She wouldn't eat. She was like she was pouting and she was all sad. She was mourning the death of a kitten. And they asked her why she was sad and she signed because Ball went forever sleep. Jesus, like she understood death.
Why is this not a movie?
Yeah. It should be. It's fantastic.
Planet of the Apes.
Dude, there's a documentary video with Robin Williams.
So they were able to teach it speech and it understood scene. It. That's crazy.
Did you see that Robin Williams video? He was with Coco. He did that whole like.
Mm-mm.
No, there's a there's a video of a documentary with Robin Williams in it with Coco and like.
He was stealing all of Coco's bits.
Oh,
he called it ball.
He was like, "I have the kittens at the zoo."
He actually killed one.
The zoo let one of them out. No, and everyone's like, "That's Coco's
Robin,
thing."
Robin, you're literally describing Coco.
Coco, that's did Robin steal that from Coco? He's not using it.
Yeah, what is he? Yeah, they got no microphones there.
It's a pretty good impression.
That is actually not bad.
That was very good.
For the 10% effort you put in.
Yeah, for the little bit of.
Yeah.
I always give half-assed.
I just landed on Los Angeles. And that was great.
Let's bring these gifts over here, by the way.
Okay.
Chef Doc, congratulations.
I'm going to unveil it instead of.
I'm so excited.
I was going to unveil it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a ball.
Can they see it on camera?
It's a ball.
It's a kitten.
Congratulations. Maddie Schimber, you got some note cards.
There you go.
That's actually a valuable gift.
And you get a little wristband.
You get a hat.
You get a hat.
I can study next time.
And you get a case of Bang.
What's Bang?
Oh, you don't know.
Ooh, tell me about Bang. Go ahead. It's a sponsor, I'm sure.
No, it's not. It's actually, not. I just get a ton of it. So.
Yeah? Well, yeah. It sponsors you.
This is.
That wristband is also yours.
I'll trade you.
You want Bang for that?
What wristband? Bang is an...
I'll use those.
I'll Bang for some note card. Okay.
Bang is an energy drink, yeah.
Let's try a Bang on camera.
It's a pre-workout.
Are we out of time?
Yeah, you're going to...
They got to get Jack.
That's going to hop
Junior's
you up.
Jack Junior's podcast is waiting outside. We got to do...
They are not a sponsor.
If you've never had one before, you won't sleep. For a little while. Yeah.
I already took my pre-workout
today,
so I'm
trying. It's 500 milligrams of caffeine.
Potent brain and body fuel. That sounds like a red flag, huh?
Mm. Potent, yeah.
Potent brain.
I've had one. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Tasty. Yeah, yeah, very tasty. All
right. Frosé Rosé is the name of the brand. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Guys, thanks for doing the podcast.
I really appreciate you
guys being here. Hey, okay, so again, for all of our fans out there listening, if you want to be a part of the podcast, please follow us. Please follow us. And if you want, you can be a part of the podcast by sending us news stories. You can send us real headlines. You can write some fake ones, and we might use them here on the podcast. And if you guys want to plug anything, let us know where you're going to be. Where can we find you?
When will this go up?
Probably about a week.
Yeah.
In 1 week. Yep. I'll be... in Connecticut.
Oh,
if you drive into the woods long enough in Connecticut, you'll run into a giant casino called the Mohegan Sun.
Baby.
And I'm at Comics there on Friday and Saturday and Thursday, I think.
Good place. Fun.
Huh? I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, you are?
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm from Connecticut.
You ever go to the Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, I lived in Shelton.
Are you lying right now?
No, I went to Shelton High School. Graduated 2008.
Connecticut.
Yeah, but what part?
Meriden.
Oh, so is that close?
Yeah, pretty close.
Kind of.
You're like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
How crazy.
Yeah,
what a time to be alive!
Wow,
that's awesome. So they'll catch you at the.
Yeah, go to my Instagram, social media. It's just my name, JeffDye. You'll find all that.
And Maddie, what about you, buddy?
I'll be in LA.
That a boy.
Where can we find? Where can they find you at?
At Maddie Schimber.
You have a
so
podcast.
Enthusiastic. If I'm listening, I'm gonna go follow you.
Yeah, right now.
Check it out, baby. Smash that like button.
Maddie's very funny. He's got a podcast himself.
I do have a podcast, Maddie Schimber podcast. iTunes, you know.
What do you guys do on your podcast? Fake news?
Just me sitting there just doing callbacks to jokes I just done.
They're all callbacks to previous
until
episodes.
Until it's a creepy loop and I have to have somebody come in and dress my mannequin.
Oh, boy.
Wow. How do you retain
again? Crying.
How do you retain all this?
Your memory is phenomenal.
It's actually
it's a gift.
It's a
can you actually
condition.
Do the entire podcast we just did, but backwards right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
It's a disease,
like
but we call
goofy
those superpowers
guys.
Now.
Yeah. Give me a bing or bong, whatever it's called.
I actually have a podcast on
you
the network.
Two other vowels to choose from.
You yeah, I have a podcast on all things.
You have a okay, yeah. Tell me about your podcast.
It's just Jeff Dye's Friendship Podcast. It's
oh
on
yeah,
all things.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know it was all things.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very cool, man. If you could follow me as well, Vinny Fastline. I'm on Vinny Fastline, FASLINE, on all the social media platforms.
At Elton Caste.
And please keep tuning in. Subscribe, like, send your news stories in, and tune in every week.